If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Our slave is back. It is Monday. Here to make it make sense. And today we're talking about what is actually happening in the world, especially in the Middle East, well, even the West. Why do nuclear weapons influence global politics so much? I remember 20 years ago when Benjamin Netanyahu accused, I think, Libya, Iran, and Iraq of having nuclear missiles. And he even said that, you know, Saddam Hussein needs to be eliminated. Once he's eliminated, there's going to be peace in that part of the world. And they never found the nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
They never found them. So, yeah, we're talking nuclear. I don't want to be a politician. I'm a vendor.
Make it make sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
That's certainly the attempt. Good afternoon. Thanks very much, guys.
Yeah,
we're
going to
try make sense of what on earth is happening. I'm sure you must have seen the many headlines, people talking about a possible World War III. And at the heart of it is these nuclear programs that Iran is accused of developing, which the U.S. has justified in bombing parts of that country. So let's try, I suppose, dress all of this down to layman's terms and bring in our guest, associate editor with the Daily Maverick. That's Brooks Spector, who joins us now via our telephone line. Mr. Spector, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
And let me say up front, I know we're trying to kind of clamp into 5 minutes, decades worth of history, but we'll try and do our best because the war in its current form is complex and dates back to quite a while ago. But let's just start by trying to explain to our listeners how many countries actually have nuclear programs, and if a country can just decide if it wants to have these initiatives on its own volition.
Okay, well, let's start with the obvious. Countries with declared nuclear weapons, that is publicly known and acknowledged, the United States, Russia, China, India, Pakistan, Great Britain, France. The Israelis have never publicly accepted the statement that they have nuclear weapons. They've never denied it. North Korea has nuclear weapons that they have been developing and presumably will work. They've tested nuclear devices successfully, but there has been no test linking the device to a missile, which they have also tested. And then there are, of course, a whole series of other countries which could, in very short order, develop them because of the level of their technology. Places like Germany, Italy, Japan, if it so chose, Taiwan, South Korea, and a few others. The issue has, as we're sitting here now, is the extent to which Iran had a nuclear program and how sophisticated and how close it was to the ability to produce an actual nuclear device and then a nuclear-armed missile. The International Atomic Energy Agency has over the last number of years monitored the Iranian nuclear energy, nuclear reactor programs, and they did conclude that despite their membership in the their signature to the non-proliferation treaty. Sorry, cat. I just kicked my cat. Excuse me. They had developed, they had refined and concentrated uranium-235, which is the radioactive isotope of uranium. They had refined it well beyond the need for commercial reactor purposes, let's say electrical power generation, like the reactor at Coburg in South Africa,
right,
and medical purposes, creating isotopes that people use for treatment of certain types of cancer. The Iranians have always said that they were not engaged in creating a nuclear weapon, but then the pregnant question was, if they were not, why would they continually refining the uranium to produce the maximum amount of radioactive uranium for a weapon? Now, you're asking, inferentially, I think, why were the Israelis so intent on seeing that that program be destroyed and be eliminated? Historically, the Israelis have been unnerved by the idea that an antagonistic country would be able to create nuclear devices, whether they were really sophisticated or fairly, you know, low end.
Right,
the difference between a VW Polo and a Rolls Royce, if you will, and over the years attacked a nuclear reactor in Syria and then another one in Iraq.
So
we're going back.
Brooks, let me come in there. I did say at the beginning that it's difficult to try and condense this as much as we can. But the essence of what you've just explained is that, you know, a number of countries, of course, have nuclear programs, but Iran is being suspected of going further than what is legally allowed. This is...
Well, not legally, but allowed under the... Because, you know, it's not a question of taking them off to a court somewhere, but they signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Right, there's an agreement at the very least.
Exactly so.
Sure, right. Now, my next question is any other country technically allowed to bomb another country because they suspect that they've essentially breached this agreement?
Well, technically, you're not supposed to attack another country at all, ever, under any circumstances.
Fair.
But international disputes do occur, and they sometimes result in conflicts and warfare, and you know, there are a number of them taking place now, not the least of which is the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And interestingly, one of the areas where the fighting has been intense is right next to a major nuclear reactor, which was generating large amounts of electrical power at the Dnipropetrovsk, I think it's pronounced, and technically attacking another country's industrial infrastructure, whether it's a nuclear reactor or a steel plant, it doesn't make much difference. You're attacking another country, and you obviously have a deep-seated reason why you would choose to do so. The problem is such attacks lead to things like the current circumstances where there are exchanges of missile launches from Iran to Israel and Israel in return to Iran. The next part of the thing is the Americans decided that they would use their so-called bunker buster bombs, which are 30,000-pound explosive devices that burrow into the ground before exploding, three very highly guarded underground Iranian nuclear facilities, which were being used to concentrate the radioactive uranium and so forth. Which was what happened, as we know, over the weekend. And, you know, we've all seen the pictures on television.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. You know, I suppose for many people who are listening, the question is what happens now? The U.S. will have the world convinced that this is good for peace in the Middle East. Donald Trump said something to that effect at the weekend. But I wonder, given your own experience and research, if you reckon we can ever get to a world where there are no warnings or threats of nuclear weapons, given what's happened over history?
Well, it would really be nice to have a world in which there was no warfare at all. There is inevitably, at least in human history, conflict. If you go back as far as the earliest civilizations, the Sumerians and the Indus River Valley, and then the early Chinese civilizations in the Nile Valley, Egypt, there were conflicts. They didn't use nuclear-tipped missiles then. But there, and I'll answer your question with a story that Albert Einstein, the physicist who created the idea of, you know, the potential for changing matter into energy, and thus the birth of nuclear weapons and nuclear energy. He was asked once by a reporter, "Dr. Einstein, what will the Third World War be fought with?" And he was being asked this in the early 1950s, after some years after World War II. And Albert Einstein looked at the reporter and reportedly had said, "Well, I don't know what's going to be the weapons of the Third World War, but I can assure you that the Fourth World War will be fought with sticks and stones, bows and arrows." Hmm. Think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. because that's ultimately what might be left. All right, Brooks Bechter, thanks very much indeed. Associate Editor with the Daily Maverick. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yeah, today on Make It Make Sense, we're talking about nuclear weapons. And it's so funny that I actually find a clip on social media. Someone was talking about, you know, the war in Iran, the hypocrisy, nuclear weapons, etc., etc.
I have no respect for any single leader in the world today. I don't care what party they're from. I don't care what country they're the leader of. I don't have respect for any of them. If you nuke me, even though I'm dead, my submarines are going to nuke you and wipe you out.
Yeah.
This is childish behavior. This is the behavior of unhinged teenagers. What they're not leaders, they're misleaders. They're pursuing their own agendas and deceiving the public in order to get support behind those agendas. We need a whole new way to function in the world if humanity is going to continue as a species. If anybody cares about that, and I certainly do, I have 9 grandchildren. I don't want them to grow up in a world that's suddenly devastated by a nuclear holocaust because of the stupidity, the idiocy, the irresponsibility, and the macho attitudes of these teenagers in old bodies who are running the world.
Very interesting. And it's but you always talk about it like you vote for a party or you vote for a person, but they do as they please. They don't even consult you.
They have no doubt in their hearts or their minds to say, let me ask the people that put me in this position, which, how do you feel about this decision that I'm about to make? I'm about to release 1, 2, and 3 to the world. And you know, you're showing us a video.
Yeah. Remember, yeah, that video. How horrific is that video?
A video where the town is
flattened. Israel, yes.
There's people in those houses. There's women, there's children, there's men, there's grandmothers and grandfathers. And it was last week when I said, I understand what you guys were saying, Guti. The world is just watching when this thing is happening.
Yeah. I think that's what bothers me the most.
Right.
Trump answers to a constituency in the US. I don't know where the citizens of the USA are. I don't know why we are all over podcasts. We are on Twitter. We are on TikTok. And there's no actual movement to stop this nonsense. Everyone, and yet now, whoever you want to think, if Cyril was to say, I'm unleashing what, South African citizens just watch. And we literally have rendered ourselves powerless. We do not protest against such.
I mean, what I found interesting was when they interviewed J.D. Vance after U.S. Bombarded those nuclear facilities in Iran.
Well,
he said,
alleged nuclear facilities.
Yeah. He said, no, the president didn't tell us. He just makes decisions on his own without consulting anyone. Right?
The army?
He doesn't consult anyone. He'll make that decision and give instructions without consulting his colleagues, you know, or Congress. So, and the funny thing is about what's happening between Israel and Iran is that it just shows you how toothless the European Union is. Like they are mum, they are quiet. And someone was saying, what about the United Nations? I'm like, no, Nations is funded by America. It's based in New York. They're toothless. What are they going to do? So we are just watching as this drama unfolds. And the funny thing is, leaders make these decisions, right? And their families are protected.
But nothing happens.
Not even protected. Yeah. They are super safe.
Yes.
They're in a position where if they say
absolutely,
they're going to be super safe.
And I suppose, you know, when you talk about Trump doing this thing in his own accord, not consulting with anyone, I don't know if it's this military stance, get a directive from number one, we must just do it. I don't know if that works.
Yeah.
In a country where you know just how inflammatory the president can be. I do not know if that works, because even as the commander, well, he's the commander-in-chief, but even as the person who's then the captain of that military wing that's supposed to unleash those missiles, no one is saying, guys, do we want to be part of this?
They're all the Republicans.
Because then, I suppose they will then say it's a coup. Because if the military acts against the will of the president, it then will be dubbed a coup. But they can't say no.
No, they can't. The Republicans are mum. Like a mum, 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 mum. They're quiet.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I hear you, Skumba, when you say we vote for people, but they don't come back and consult with us. But I guess when we vote for them to make the right decisions for us or the nation or whatever. So I guess that's the downside of it, that you trust them to make the best decisions for the people, but they don't.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But anyway, sisters, yeah, vote, and yeah, we're always going to trust those that we put in power, and maybe they will make a right decision. Maybe. Maybe.
It's not going to happen.
Mara, imagine another country declaring war on another country and just being like, say, another country. Why are there even machines to create those bombs, those nuclears, those everything? Those machines shouldn't also be there. The machinery, the whatever it is, like, Jay.
Where are the Americans? The Americans, they are actually trata as we speak against what Trump is doing. And they're saying they want him out. They want him out of office. But unfortunately, America doesn't work like that. Putin is what you want to do. Zuma must go. Zuma must go. And then we are humble. No. But yeah, they're not happy. They're really not happy with him, the decision that he's taken. And like everyone is saying, unabantwana, abazali, abogogo, abo grandfathers and all those things. I think that's where everyone is looking at. And at the end of the day, impilos abantu are more important than personal crashes.
Yes, guys, this is a result of voting orange people to be president. Lento Iran ne Israel. Yo, bazos sola bantu basemelika. Nathi bazosifaka phakathi. Ama price wama oil azokhuphuka. Yeah.
Hey, the Israel is hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of Israel knows no bounds. They have nuclear powers. They don't follow regulations. They don't allow inspections into their country. Yet they want to tell us about other countries having nuclear powers and wanting to bomb them. This has nothing to do with nuclear power. They just want their land and their oil. This has nothing to do with nuclear power. Israel is hypocrite.
Make it make sense. With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.